The Michigan State University Alumni Association has begun asking its members a delicate question. If they could, would they like to have their remains interred on the MSU campus when they die? Their survey is designed to see if there's enough interest to justify construction of such a place. Their description paints a picture of a peaceful garden, quote, complete with strolling walkways and reflection benches and a columbarium. Current State Scott Pold is here with more. So, Scott, what exactly is a columbarium?
Mark, you know, I wasn't familiar with the term before this, but simply put, a columbarium is a place where a small portion of a person's remains can be placed after cremation. Like many people, I suspect, I've seen one without having heard that word. The executive director of the MSU Alumni Association, Scott Westerman, says the notion of building a columbarium at MSU is not new. And if built, MSUs would not be the first on an American college campus.
As long as I can remember, people have told me that they want to be buried at Michigan State University. And I know more than one family who passes the Red Cedar River or Beaumont Tower or Beale Gardens and winks at me and says, my grandfather's there. And the idea of creating an official place where you can memorialize Spartans that you love is an idea whose time has come, apparently.
So if I was to ask you where the idea came from, it's maybe been around long enough you can't even really answer that question. Is that so?
Columbarium have been around for a long time. I mean, the two notable universities that are doing it now are Duke and Notre Dame, but it's actually a growing field, if you will. It's an idea that a lot of institutions are considering. Not inexpensive and not without a lot of upkeep and maintenance. So if we end up doing it, it probably won't be a moneymaker for Michigan State. It'll be a break-even proposition. But the sense is that anything we can do to bring people back to campus, especially at a moment where they're thinking about the good things that have happened to their lives because of Michigan State, is a good thing.
Have you visited these others on college campuses? You mentioned Duke and Notre Dame. Have you been to their columbariums?
There are very, very different. Every columbarium is uniquely created for the location. And the committee that we have, which represents 8 or 9 different departments at the university that have to be involved with something like this, are considering a number of ways to incorporate it into the existing beauty and tradition of the Michigan State campus.
How close might this be to a go, so to speak? Or are we waiting to see the kind of response you get? I know that the Alumni Association has asked for input from association members. How close are we to making this a go?
Well, it's an idea that actually started to get traction about the middle of last year. And that's when the committee was put together with people from infrastructure and physical plant, the old IPF, whatever we call that now, the president's office, communications, various entities that are involved in this. And not many people know that there actually is a long-term campus planning committee that works with a campus plan for things like this. So they're all together discussing the ups and downs and the locations. And before we got too deeply into the project, it made sense to actually take the temperature of the alumni to see if it was a worthwhile enterprise.
Well, I got my email from the Alumni Association asking for people to fill out a survey maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, tops. What kind of early response? And even if just in terms of number, do we have an early response yet?
Well, we've had over 3,000 of the surveys returned, and it's about 70-30 in favor of the idea. And of course, the way we ask the question is, would you participate in something like this? And 7 out of 10 Spartans are saying they'd be very interested.
Wow. We're talking with Scott Westerman, the executive director of the MSU Alumni Association, about the idea of establishing a columbarium on the MSU campus. And Scott, I want to ask you if it's too early to talk about what it might cost someone to do this. Do we have any sense for that yet?
It will be very similar to how you might inter your cremains at a memorial garden. It's the same sense. If you've seen some of those vertical places where you can have multiple individuals interred, it'll be very similar to that. That's the price point that we're using to figure out how much we can spend on the actual columbarium site itself.
You know, I brought this idea up around a group of people this week, and I got one response that I found kind of interesting. It was almost unbelieving in terms of what's next, you know? How else can a big university tap into the wallets of grads and supporters? Does that kind of reaction surprise you, that anyone would react that way to the idea?
I think that any time you do something like this, there are going to be people that will see it as another opportunity for the university to make money. In the case of a memorial garden at Michigan State, we're solving for alumni satisfaction. We're not solving for a profit. So whatever we invest, whatever the price is going to be just enough to make sure that we can build it and make it look nice and maintain it. Because at the end of the day, you want to have an opportunity for people who want to eternally put a little bit of themselves at the campus that helped make them the person that they are. You want to make that possible. It's already happening. I get probably a dozen requests during any typical year saying, I have some of my grandmother's remains, and where can I put it on campus? And of course, we officially don't allow that. But the way we don't allow that is we say, if you're not going to put it at Beale Gardens, don't put it in this small amount in this location. And if you're thinking about in the area of Beaumont Tower, we don't want you to think about going here where it's not going to get in the way. The reason a process like this makes sense is because what a lot of people will do is they'll go into Beale Gardens with the entire box and just dump it there. So you will walk in and you'll see this little pile of ash. And then, of course, our IPF team has to make sure that they take care of that. So if we can create a process that allows people to solemnly and appropriately memorialize their loved ones on Michigan State's campus, I think it's not too bad of an idea.
If this happens, do we have any sense yet for where on campus it would be located?
We don't really have a sense yet, Scott, for that. It's a number of places are actually being considered. Every place has its fans and its detractors, and every place has its challenge. But where we are right now is really just trying to gauge what alumni interest might be so that we could put some numbers on a spreadsheet about how much we might be able to spend to make it real.
One notion about a site selection to me would be room to expand if it turns out to be popular.
Well, and you know, that's the interesting thing about surveys is it's very easy for a person to say yes or no on a survey, but when the actual time comes to write the check to make it happen, how many people will actually do that? What I've typically done in the past as I've looked at things like this is I've taken whatever my positive results are and cut them in half. And that's what I use to kind of forecast what people might actually do. The other dimension of this is that our survey of alumni is by its nature only a small segment of the 440,000 alumni and friends that Michigan State has out there. And as word spreads, we may very well need to think of a place where we can do some expansion.
I was going to ask you about response from people who maybe didn't get this email from the Alumni Association. Do you want responses, and how would you suggest people give you input if that's the situation they're in? They want to tell you what they think, but they haven't seen this survey.
Anytime anybody has any feedback about anything alumni at Michigan State University, we really encourage them to write us at alumni@msu.edu. That email address comes directly to our office. I see every one of them, and we answer every one of them.
Scott, I have to ask you, if this comes to pass and we have a columbarium on the MSU campus, are you going to want a space there yourself?
One way or another, there will always be a part of me that will remain at MSU.
I'm not surprised to hear that answer, Scott Westerman. Scott Westerman is the executive director of the MSU Alumni Association. One other thing that's coming up with the Alumni Association, Scott Westerman, is the Spartans Will Day of Service coming up in April. I've seen all of the banners on places like the parking ramps on campus have big banners with the Spartans Will. I do love the graphic, the notion of being able to put the Spartan crest on your own head in a photograph, by the way. That's another aside. But tell me about the Day of Service coming up in April.
Well, it's an annual tradition that the Alumni Association has been doing for several years now, and it's a way for us to aggregate our alumni around the world to, in essence, demonstrate that Spartan ethic of serving one another. And we expect to have a couple hundred Spartan entities around the globe participating in April on the International Day of Service. It's very much like what you would expect on a service day. You pick your own nonprofit or your own thing that you'd like to do. You organize a group of Spartans, you contact them, and you go make magic happen. We expect this Spartan Day of Service to be especially well attended because it happens to fall on another important day in a very major corporation. It's the same day as Comcast Cares Day. Comcast has 28,000 employees around the world, around the nation, who stop work on that day to make a difference. We're hoping that many of those people will be wearing Spartan shirts on that day, too.
Being a former Comcast guy yourself, you may have some influence on this.
Well, you know, I wish I could tell you that I did, but it was just luck that they happened to fall on the same day. It is an idea that I participated in as an executive at Comcast for a number of years when I was working there. And I was glad to see us make that part of what Spartans do, because it is the perfect way to express that Spartan magic of making the world a better place.
Scott Westerman is Executive Director of the MSU Alumni Association. Good to see you again. Thanks.
It's great to be with you, Scott. Thanks.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.